Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News on this Friday. Thanks for getting up and being with us. And we welcome in, as we do every Friday, Margaret Brennan, who is the host of Face the Nation. And good to have her on because, of course, the Senate last night, Margaret, passes a bill to avoid the government shutdown a whole day ahead of the deadline. Wow, that's progress there. Senator Schumer, you know, says it gives time to agree on appropriations, yet Republicans still want to end vaccine mandates. Any hope that anything changes now that they've got this two-month extension?
Well, you know, there's a little bit of political grandstanding here, some stunts like what you're talking about with those two particular senators who said they were going to hold all this up or threatened to. Because really, honestly, that mandate is tied up in the courts, and that's where it's ultimately going to be decided. But for the funding, yep, the lights are going to stay on. Until February, at least. This was just a short-term solution. We are going to have a number of key deadlines, though, coming up on the end of this year and ahead of the Christmas holidays when senators and congresspeople head home. So there's a must-pass defense bill that needs to be ironed out. The Build Back Better legislation, remember that? We're still watching the Senate haggle over what's inside that massive social spending bill. Is that going to get done before Christmas? There's also a debt ceiling deadline, December the 15th, the Treasury Secretary said, it is the last day on the calendar for her in terms of having enough funding to keep the lights on. So there are a number of big end-of-year issues that are going to come to head in the coming days.
Margaret, I think maybe for passive people who, you know, pay attention just maybe haphazardly to politics, whether it be in Washington or even the state here in Minnesota, it happens too, that we have these temporary stopgaps to keep government running. Mm-hmm. As far as your recollection, how far back does this go? And do we see any change where, you know, two parties could agree on something and not have this, what appears to be just a can kicking, we're sending it down the road time after time?
Right. Oh, it's been this way for more than a decade, at least based on my memory. It's deeply frustrating. You see this reflected in the polling data from Pew Research and others that talks about loss of faith in institutions, Congress being one of them. We are in a really rough patch in this country, and it's not clear how we get out of it in terms of public frustration and malaise with Washington, with all institutions, really, right now. It's dangerous, frankly, the state of our democracy, in my view.
Dangerous, and unfortunately, something like a pandemic, which you would hope would bring people together and fight for a common good, seems to have only exacerbated the problems that we have. Onto that, last week at this time, I think we had just first heard about Omicron. Now it is at the front and center of at least the Biden administration, their messaging. He has taken a lot of criticism, and poll numbers show it, about his handling of the pandemic. His messaging, getting out front of this Omicron variant, that seems to show that at least in what he's conveying to the public is that he's more on top of this variant than he has been on previous ones.
Well, the president yesterday spoke to the country from the National Institutes of Health and gave over 20 minutes worth of remarks. And look, he's trying to persuade an exhausted country, a divided country, to protect themselves and to take some basic health protocols. There was nothing earth-shattering in that announcement yesterday. In fact, the White House knows and has said there will be no lockdowns this time. There will not be school closures, the president made clear that at least as far as he can advise on it, obviously it's always up to the local school district, he would prefer that new CDC guidelines come out that allow for classrooms to quote-unquote test to stay. In other words, don't force exposed children immediately into quarantine until they test positive. So it wouldn't force people out of the classroom for 2 weeks at a time on a regular rotation these days. So he's trying to keep the economy going and trying to get people to continue to function, frankly, and not be just completely devastated like the country was back in 2020 when the Trump administration didn't have the tools in the toolbox that have been developed by scientists to date.
It's the same in our state, too. Governor Tim Walz, a Democrat, has basically said the same thing, that even though he might be getting pressure maybe from health advisors saying, you know, we need some more restrictions, the public just doesn't have the appetite for it anymore. What's coming up on Sunday on Face the Nation?
The public may not have the appetite, but the path of the virus determines everything with the economy, with everything. So that's what we're going to talk about on Sunday. We're going to talk about just what are the facts that we know. Are people overreacting to news of this Omicron variant? We're going to talk to one of the top epidemiologists at the WHO, the World Health Organization. She will join us. We also want to talk about what you know very well in the Midwest. Delta is just devastating, particularly the unvaccinated. So we already have a worrisome variant here. We'll have Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner, talk to us about that. And the CEO of Illumina, it's a genomic sequencing company. This is how you find out where variants and viruses are. And even Dr. Fauci says America's not doing enough of it right now. And we want to talk to him about what he's seeing, who's best prepared, how to improve this, because about $2 billion has been pumped into sequencing by the Biden administration. And we want to know, when does it get better?
Fascinating. Margaret, we'll be tuning in Sunday. Thank you so much for the time, as always.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.